We welcome to the program, Anna Clark joins us. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator, Jackson District Library. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me.
What does a Community Engagement Coordinator do?
A Community Engagement Coordinator, well, with respect to the Jackson District Library, focuses on engaging our community. I know that's a bit redundant, but very true, through our programming and services at the library. So our department is the department you primarily see out and about at events and at schools and doing all kinds of fun things, trying to share our programs and services and bring access to everything that we have here in Jackson to our patrons.
That's been a challenge the past year or so, hasn't it?
That's an understatement. But, you know, we rose to that challenge and we transitioned all of our programming virtual for, you know, the majority of 2020 mm-hmm. and are now starting to transition everything back to in-person. So it's been interesting, but also we learned a lot, and I think our programming is better because of it.
So big event starting Monday, Story Fest. Tell our listeners what that's all about.
Very excited to be sharing Story Fest 2021 with everyone. This is our 34th annual Story Fest, and this year our programs run from the 1st through the 6th of November. We have our school sessions, which run Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, and we have over 100 school sessions. We are bringing storytellers from all over Michigan into our Jackson County schools to share storytelling of all varieties with our students. And we're really excited because last year we weren't able to do that. So we're thrilled to be bringing, and the storytellers are thrilled to be back also and be sharing their stories with the K-12 students. And then our public events are Wednesday, November 3rd. We have Silver Tales featuring Cynthia Schulhart. She is a world-renowned Scottish harpist. Well, she actually is a double strung harpist, but she's won the Scottish Harp Championship, and she's going to be sharing her stories and songs with us at the Ella Sharp Community Room November 3rd at 11. And then we have the culmination of the week takes place at Weatherwax Hall. It is our StoryFest showcase, and it's November 5th at 7 p.m. And we're super excited this year because the theme is storytelling through the arts for StoryFest. So we have the Jackson School of the Arts doing a dance performance. We have musical duo Lonnie and Clyde. We have Center Stage Jackson doing an old-time radio show reading. And we have musician and storyteller Trey Howell from Cincinnati performing for us. And storyteller and author Satori Shakur from Twisted Tellers in Detroit is going to be our headliner. So that is going to be an amazing event, and that is free and open to the public. The only thing we ask is that you register if you're going to join us for the showcase, and that link is available on our website. It's www.myjdl.com/storyfest, and all the information is there as well.
So you need to register.
But only for the showcase. For everything else, well, the school sessions are for kids, obviously. But mm-hmm. the Silver Tales, you can just show up and join us at 11 on Wednesday. But for the showcase, because there is a space limit, we ask that everybody try to register. There will be, if you want to come to the door, we have some tickets set aside where if you just want to show up, that you can join us, of course. But, you know, we have COVID protocols to be careful with. So, as we all know at this point.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
So the max limit is 300 for Weatherwax Hall. So we are socially distanced mm-hmm. for our seating. And there is both an upper and lower balcony. And masks are optional, of course. But, you know, if you choose to wear a mask, that's great. And, yes, so we will be socially distancing as much as possible.
So you guys work with, sounds like most of the schools will be involved.
Yes. In fact, I think as far as the public schools are concerned in Jackson, we have sessions at every district. Mm-hmm. There is a couple of, and some of those are virtual, and that's great. We were happy to be able to do the virtual sessions if we weren't able to do in person for the students this year. I mean, I think that even for the private and the parochial schools, we hit almost everybody. So yeah, it's very exciting. This is the most sessions we've done ever.
Wow, and couldn't have anything last year. Did you do anything virtually?
We did. Everything was virtual. We did the showcase virtual, and we did do school sessions, but they were available on demand for teachers. Mm-hmm. So they were able to show them to their students in the classrooms, or the students could access them anytime throughout the week. And then they were up for 2 weeks after. But it's just not the same dynamism, I would say, as having the storyteller there with the kids. And, you know, storytellers want to be in person. That's the joy of having someone come and tell a story, is the energy of the audience, sure, you know, directs them and, you know, it allows them to share what they want with them. So it's a very unique experience to be able to experience that in person.
So what else are you working on, Anna, as you get back to, I guess, semi-normal? Well,
semi-normal. I like that. I like that better than new normal. So we have all kinds of things in the work. We have fabulous district-wide programs that we do through the Community Engagement Department, which we do quarterly. You can check those out on our website. We also have a newsletter that goes out quarterly that will tell you all about the programs that are available at every branch. We instituted that when COVID hit. So we do a series of programs for each quarter, and they're available at any of our branches so that all of our patrons can experience the same thing. They don't have to, you know, run around the district trying to get things. And then we have coming up in January, we're going to be announcing a really special program for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I don't want to give too much away for that because it's very exciting, but that will be announced very soon.
Oh, go ahead.
And then,
go ahead.
Oh, well, okay. It's going to be a contest is for lack of a better word, but we're going to be sharing some prompts from Dr. King's speeches and sermons, mm-hmm, and those will be available for patrons to create individual pieces of artwork, and then those will be submitted to us, and we will be displaying those throughout the county. So we're very excited to put that together for Dr. King's birthday. And then we have our Young Poets Contest, which will be in April, and that's our other really big sort of signature program. And so we're starting to work on that already. So it's going to be a busy next couple of months for sure at the Jackson District Library. And of course, there's story times at all the branches, and there's all kinds of stuff in branch too. So if you're looking to get back in just to browse, we're completely open for browsing. Mm-hmm. You can stop in at any branch and see your friendly librarians and library assistants. And we have all kinds of programming that's going to be going on at individual branches as well. And all of that information is available on our website.
Are you seeing people come back, Anna?
We are. It's so exciting. And, you know, there's some of our regulars that they, you know, knew our schedule and were really excited to be back right away. But our favorite part is seeing the people that didn't realize that we were open for browsing again and, you know, bringing their kids back that had never been to the library. You know, you had all kinds of little kids and babies born during the pandemic, and they'd never been to the library. So that part is really exciting to see, as families coming back in to share into story time and that sort of thing.
Of course, you guys have a great presence online, so if anybody needs any particulars on StoryFest, they can certainly dig it up there.
Absolutely. So it's just our website, /StoryFest, and then we're also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the usuals, mm-hmm, and we'll be posting all kinds of information there and sharing the photos and information about StoryFest all over the place. So hopefully you can join us this year, but you know, if you can't see us in person, then please, you know, check everything out that we have online as well.
Anna, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck next week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, take care. Anna Clark, Community Engagement Coordinator, Jackson District Library, and StoryFest starts on Monday.